Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of May 9, 2025, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. It's tonight and one more week. I want to thank everyone for all their help last weekend at the tournament, with a special thanks to my volunteers that ran the bake sale table and the bowling alley staff that took such good care of us. We could not have had a tournament without their help. Congratulations to all the winners from last weekend. We paid on a 1-to-5 ratio, so based on the number of entries, we paid one prize for every 5 bowlers. Here's the list. Partially cited male, 1st, David Saylor, 2nd, Robert Parrish, 3rd, Jeff Chandler, 4th, Maurice Kane, and 5th, Mike Roberts. Partially cited female, 1st, Joyce Spencer Mintz, 2nd, Tanya Patterson, 3rd, Letitia Adams, and 4th, Valencia Deloche. Totally blind male, 1st, Dwight Jones, 2nd, A.J. Inglesby. Totally blind female, 1st, Rebecca Small, 2nd, Cynthia Burdine. Sighted male, 1st, Van McLean Jr., 2nd, Jalen Redman. Sighted female, 1st, Kayla Kane, 2nd, Jeannie Lynch. And for the teams, 1st, Gate City Pin Pushers, 2nd, 4th, Forsyth 4-for-4, 3rd, Hangman, 4th, Forsyth Pioneers. Lane assignments for week 20. Lane 35, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 36, Team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 37, Team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 38, Team 2, Strike Time. Lane 39, Team 7, Hangman. Lane 40, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 41, Team 1, Sharpshooters. And Lane 42, Team 4, Triple Threat. Subs for tonight, Lane 42, Team 4, Kaisha Adams in for Thomas Holloman. Remember that Zelda will be taking calls from subs who are available beginning at noon on Sunday each week. She needs to know which regulars are out no later than Wednesday, so she can call subs on Wednesday evening to let them know they have a spot. Zelda's contact information. Zelda2152@gmail.com or 443-629-0018. Outlaw clothing items. Pricing is as follows. Short sleeve t-shirts, $20 up to size XL, $21 for 2XL, $23 for 3XL, $24 for 4XL. Add $3 if you want a pocket t-shirt. Long sleeve t-shirts, $23 up to size XL, $25 for 2XL, $26 for 3XL. Zip hoodies, $37 up to XL. 2XL add $3, 3XL add $4, and 4XL add $5 each. Hooded zip jackets, $53 up to size XL, $55 for 2XL, $60 for 3XL, $63 for 4XL. I need a dozen items to make an order, so if you want something, please email it to me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com, and I'll add it to the list. I do not know when these will be back, probably not by national tournament time, but I can make an order and figure out how to get them to you when they come in. ABBA National Tournament Information. I have the schedule. We'll bowl Masters at 1 p.m. on Friday. Saturday is singles and doubles beginning at 9:30 a.m., and Sunday's team competition begins at 10 a.m. The silent auction will be set up on Thursday and Friday from 2 to 7 p.m., and Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. There will be a hospitality room from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday, with the board meeting beginning at 7 and a pajama jam from 9 p.m. until midnight. The convention meeting is Saturday, beginning at 5 p.m., with the banquet dance combination beginning at 8 p.m. The bus schedule to the alley is as follows. Be at the front entrance of the hotel 15 minutes before the time for the bus to leave. Friday buses leave at 8 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 11:45 a.m. Saturday buses leave at 7:30 a.m., 8:45 a.m., and 11:30 a.m. Sunday buses leave at 7 a.m., 8:15 a.m., and 9:15 a.m. Buses will leave from the alley when the bus is full, after each squad. Everyone will need to wear their wristband to ride the bus. If you have non-bowling guests, you'll need to get me the $18 registration fee before we go, if possible, so that I can pay it when I pick up our packet, which I will do on Thursday afternoon when I get there. This will give them a wristband required to ride the bus to and from the alley and to participate in hospitality at the hotel. A new ABBA website. ABBA has a new website. The address is www.theabba.org. It is still a work in progress, but it is professionally done, very attractive, and hopefully will be useful to everyone inside and outside of ABBA. As part of the website, ABBA now has a merchandise store. Click on the link at the bottom of the first page of the website for the ABBA swag shop and check out all the different shirts, other clothing items, cups, even stuffed animals branded with the new ABBA logo. Note, please, some of the shirts are looser fit and some are more fitted, so measure and order carefully. ABBA has a new company who designed our logo, has the store page set up, and is doing the website for us. A portion of the sale price of each item on this site benefits the ABBA. And if you are a fan of the Terry Lynn chocolates and nuts that ABBA has been selling, well, click on the link below. It's www.AmericanBlindBowlingAtTerryLynnFundraising.com. Please be advised that the company is closing and will cease operations on June 30. If you would like to make final orders, we have been advised to order by May 23, if possible. There are two seminars being offered through the Durham Exchange Club Industries: Estate Planning, Wills, Trust Testament, Last Testaments, and Trust, on Tuesday, May 20th at 1 p.m., and Able Accounts, Tuesday, June 10th at 1 p.m. Let's look at them. Fundamentals of Estate Planning. Join us at DECI for a seminar about future planning for those of you care for and about, especially for individuals with special needs and or disabilities. Tuesday, May 20, 2025, 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at DECI, 1717 East Lawson Street, Durham, NC 27703. RSVP to Sonia Beckford at sbeckford@deci.org or 984-243-8441. Front visitor parking spaces or a lower lot available. Please sign in at the front desk upon arrival. What you will learn: how inheritance may impact Medicaid and other public benefits, what to know about guardianship and decision-making authority, whether you need an executor and what their role involves, ways to leave behind financial support without risking benefits, and Able Accounts 101, Protect Your Benefits, Grow Your Savings. Join us at DECI for a free seminar on Able Accounts. Tuesday, June 10th, 2025, 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Durham Exchange Club Industries, 1717 East Lawson Street, Durham, North Carolina, 27703. RSVP to Sonia Beckford at sbeckford@deci.org or call 984-243-8441. Front visitor parking spaces or lower lot available. Please sign in at the front desk upon arrival. You'll be looking at things such as what is an ABLE account. Also, an achieving a better life experience. ABLE, that's what it stands for. Achieving that account is it's a tax advantage savings and investment account for individuals with disabilities. Save without affecting most federally funded benefits used for housing, education, transportation, medical needs, and more. Earnings grow tax-free when used to qualify for qualified expenses, QDES. Why is this important? Living with a disability is expensive. ABLE accounts provide a safe and flexible way to save for current and future expenses, maintain eligibility for crucial public benefits, and empower financial independence and security. The 2025 Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association Reunion Convention. Hello, GMS alumni and friends. This letter serves as your invitation to attend our annual GMS AAI Reunion Convention. Please read below for details about hotel reservations, reunion and membership registration, and some general information that you will find helpful. Throughout the reunion convention, we will be celebrating the 180th anniversary of education being taught to blind and visually impaired people. The date is Friday, August 1st, 2025, through Sunday, August 3rd. Location is Homewood Suites, Crabtree, Raleigh, 5400 Homewood Banks Drive, Raleigh, NC, 27612. Room rates are $129 plus tax, and there is a $75 incidental fee. The room rates include a free hot breakfast buffet, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., two double beds or one single bed. You can call the hotel directly at 919-785-1131 and request a room in the GMS AAI Annual Convention Room Block. There's a limited number of available rooms in our room block for anyone wishing to arrive on Thursday, July 31st. Please note the cutoff date for room reservations is Friday, July 31st. Check-in time is 3 p.m. and check-out time is 11 a.m. There is not an ATM machine, nor is there hotel transportation. The registration fee for annual members to attend the reunion is $60. For lifetime members, $50. For guests, $90. The registration fee will cover all meals and activities throughout the reunion. The registration fee for Friday only, which includes a light supper and activities, will be $30. For Saturday and lunch, $30. For the Saturday dance and light food, $30. The deadline to register for the reunion is Friday, July 31st. Anyone who registered past the deadline will have an additional $10 fee. Also, you can register at the hotel on the day of the event. However, you will still have to pay the additional late fee. There will be no refunds of registration fees in the event of a cancellation. You may register online via our website at www.gmsaai.org and follow the PayPal instructions. If you prefer to mail your registration payment, the address is P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, NC 27661. If you would like to bring door prizes, we would very much appreciate them. Throughout the reunion, there will be many fun activities to participate in. A few examples include Let's Make a Deal Bingo, Game Extravaganza, Meet and Greet, Share Your Gifts, and much more. Also, there will be a dance on Saturday night. Share Your Gifts is a way for anyone who would like to do any kind of performance. For example, poetry reading, singing, dancing, comedy, arts and crafts, and storytelling. If you have any questions about Share Your Gifts, please contact Marjorie Hurd. Her phone number is listed below. If you have any questions about Game Extravaganza, please contact Pat Coley Duncan. Her phone number is listed below. An agenda will be given to everyone on August the 1st, detailing the times and places of the events. So if you have any questions, please contact one of the following. Susan Patterson, Chairman, phone 919-798-2222. Email missp2015@gmail.com. Marjorie Hurd, phone 919-665-7206. Email marjorie.hurd, that's H-E-A-R-D, 3@gmail.com. Janie Garland, phone 984-206-9883. Email purplebear137@hotmail.com. Annie Burris, phone 704-307-7560. Email Ann, just A-N-N Burris, B-U-R-R-I-S, 3000@gmail.com. And Patricia Coley Duncan, phone 984-349-1022. Thank you in advance for your attendance and participation in the GMS AAI reunion. How about some recipes? Guaranteed to bowl you over. First up is a Doritos taco salad. Here are your ingredients. 1 pound of lean ground beef, 1 medium onion, finely diced, salt and ground black pepper to taste, 1/4 cup of water, 1 1/2 tablespoons taco seasoning mix, 1 15-ounce can dark red kidney beans drained, 1/2 12 ounces bag of nacho cheese flavored corn chips such as Doritos that are crushed, 1 large head of romaine lettuce chopped, 1 1/2 medium tomatoes diced, 1/2 cup shredded cheddar cheese or more according to your taste, and 1/2 cup Catalina salad dressing or as much as you want to your taste. Here are your directions. Heat a large nonstick skillet over medium to medium-high heat and sauté ground beef, diced onion, salt, and pepper together until the ground beef is browned and no longer pink and the onions are tender, about 10 minutes. Add 1/4 cup of water and taco seasoning to the meat. Stir to coat and allow to simmer for 1 minute to thicken. Set aside to cool while you prep the salad. Add the kidney beans, crushed chips, lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and dressing to a large bowl. Top with the meat mixture and toss gently and evenly to combine. And serve immediately. Now, an interesting item called grape salad. Your ingredients, 2 pounds of seedless green grapes, about 4 cups. 2 pounds of seedless red grapes, about 4 cups. 1 8-ounce block of cream cheese softened. 1 cup of sour cream. 1/2 cup of granulated sugar. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. And there's a topping. For that, you'll need 1/2 cup firmly packed light brown sugar and 1/2 cup of chopped toasted pecans. What to do with it? Well, wash the grapes and spread them out on paper towels to dry. In a large bowl, make the dressing by whisking together the softened cream cheese, sour cream, sugar, and vanilla until smooth. Add the grapes and gently fold to coat them in the dressing. Place in a serving bowl or a dish. Refrigerate until ready to serve. Sprinkle brown sugar and toasted pecans over the top just before serving and serve chilled. Store covered in the refrigerator for up to 2 days. And last on the list today is the bowling schedule as revised. It's not very long. May 9, bowl, week 20. May 16, bowl, week 21. And then May 22 to 25, the ABBA National Tournament in Cleveland, Ohio. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of May 9, 2025. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. And if you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. I am Dick Hayden. So long, until next time.